Chapter 4. Division and Core Targeting. The key to successful targeting at the core and division is threefold. First is understanding the support needed by the subordinate echelons and shaping efforts required to enable their operational success. Second is understanding division and core schemes of maneuver, time, and assets available. And third is understanding the planning horizons associated with requests for support and target nominations for external capabilities. Cores and divisions must operate in all domains. Targeting at these levels require the integration and synchronization of many more organizations, elements, and capabilities to create the desired effects within a joint environment. Organizations and elements such as the Joint Air Ground Integration Center, JAGIC, Field Artillery Brigade, and EMIBS are key components at these echelons. Organically, cores and divisions have separate, subordinate elements to provide unique capabilities to support the achievement of the commander's objectives, but must establish relationships with necessary external joint interagency multinational, referred to as JIM, partners, to be truly effective and successful. Targeting at this echelon is complicated by expanding roles and a greater operational reach. This is also the first echelon where delineation of the D3A methodology and the joint targeting cycle must occur. It is critical for division and core targeting teams to definitively understand their task organization and the capabilities organic to their respective formations. Section 1. Operational Framework. The AO inherently expands at the core and division levels. Understanding that cores control multiple divisions and divisions control multiple brigades is critical to understanding the size, scope, and scale of the core and division AO. It is essential for core and division targeting teams to understand the assigned boundaries from front to rear and left to right. Working in concert, the two organizations establish an operational framework that is advantageous to friendly forces and enables mission accomplishment. The established boundaries define the space in which each echelon is responsible for achieving the commander's objectives and setting conditions for subordinate echelons to be successful. Targeting at the core and division is primarily conducted at the tactical level of war. It involves commanders and staffs using the D3A methodology in support of tactical operations within the roles of a senior Army Forces, R4, headquarters, or Army Tactical Formation. A corps and division commander might also command a Joint Force Land Component, or a JTF. The Joint Force Land Component Commander, JFLC, or JTF commander will execute the joint targeting cycle. Corps and division staffs must have a thorough understanding of the joint targeting cycle and the associated planning horizons and execution timelines. Corps and divisions, depending on roles, will be tasked to integrate and perform the targeting functions of an operational headquarters. Ensuring the corps and division staffs are adequately manned, trained, and equipped to execute joint targeting cycle tasks and request joint assets when necessary is critical to mission success. Failure of the corps and division to synchronize capabilities and shape for their subordinate echelons will ultimately result in failing to create desired effects and achieving commander's objectives. Section 2. Functions. Targeting functions at the corps and division expand when compared to the brigade and battalion. The targeting team must consider the joint requirements when functioning as a JTF or JFLC to include systems, software, credentials, and authorities. Training and rehearsing the increased targeting functions will enable the corps or division to seamlessly transition between roles. The following list highlights functions required by the corps and division. Develop the HPTL. Develop the AGM. Establish TSS. Develop and synchronize the information collection plan with targeting efforts. Develop TSM. Nominate targets to higher headquarters. Attend higher headquarters battle rhythm events. Synchronize desired effects with scheme of maneuver. Integrate and synchronize all elements of the targeting team, targeting battle rhythm. Synchronize joint interagency multinational assets and organizations. TST nomination, management, and execution. Conduct joint target development. See current version CJCSI 3370.01D. Conduct target list management, JFLC or JTF. Conduct operational and combat assessment. Section 3, planning. Targeting remains a critical integrating function within the operations process and will be applied through all phases of planning, preparing, executing, and assessing the operation. It will exist as part of the MDMP, but will also be applied to changes in plans during execution. Targeting and the military decision-making process. The expanded, multi-domain nature of the OE at core and division levels presents additional challenges in scale and scope to the targeting process that the targeting team must consider. Core and division operational timing and tempo, when and where targets will be acquired. Planning horizons and execution timelines of joint capabilities. Capability to detect far more targets than they can engage with organic assets. Target taxonomy and target systems. Theater battle rhythm events and timelines. Anticipate needs and support requests from subordinates. Operational framework. Rear, close, and deep area. Core information capabilities planning horizons and ability to gain placement and access often require more than a typical 24 to 96 hour period to properly plan and execute engagements. Integrating and synchronizing is more than just MDMP. The targeting team must also consider joint planning methods, such as the joint planning process, JPP, joint targeting cycle, joint air tasking cycle, joint intelligence preparation of the operational environment, and unit airspace planning. Understanding the objectives, intentions, capabilities, and limitations of all actors within the OE enables the maximum use of all available means to create desired effects and accomplish the mission. The targeting team must consider the role, JTF, LCC, R4, Tactical Headquarters, in which they are operating to determine the appropriate planning process, products, and procedures required. Operating as an R4 or tactical headquarters, planning and targeting methods remain the same as described in Chapter 3. However, in the case of a corps or division serving in a role as a JTF or LCC, joint publications such as JP30, JP3-60, and JP50 will dictate these processes, products, and procedures. Upon completion of orders production, rehearsals are critical for success in the OE. Planning time must be allocated for technical and tactical rehearsals. Rehearsals clarify the concept of targeting for observers, sensor operators, attack system managers, collection managers, and the maneuver units they support. Rehearsals assist in identifying gaps and unfeasible options. Section 4, synchronization. The battle rhythm events at division and corps, primary synchronization mechanism, become progressively complex due to the increase in organizations, agencies, and enablers contributing to the targeting effort. The additional roles performed at these echelons place a greater demand on synchronizing internal and external elements in support of operations. In addition to a greater number of contributors, coordinating the parallel and supporting bureaus, boards, centers, cells, and working groups, referred to as B2C2WGs, within the staff must be emphasized to ensure integration and maximize the Joint Targeting Working Group and Joint Targeting Coordination Board. Battle Rhythm Events. Divisions and corps operating as a combined/JTF or a combined/JFLC are expected to conduct the joint targeting cycle and perform all associated joint targeting tasks in accordance with JP3-60 and applicable CJCSIs. In the event a division or corps is tasked as the R4 or tactical headquarters, the targeting team must be prepared to participate in the joint targeting process of the higher headquarters to submit target nominations for joint capabilities. All effects that cannot be created by organic capability must be requested through predetermined channels. Higher headquarters typically prescribe the methods for support requests and target nominations. In addition to participating in the higher headquarters processes, divisions and corps will conduct joint targeting working groups, referred to as JTWGs, and joint targeting coordination boards, referred to as JTCBs, at their level for echelon-specific synchronization and integration. Working group and board facilitators must be conscious of role, targeting tasks, and command and support relationships to include all necessary participants. Units must train and develop B2C2WGs to enable distributed execution if the tactical environment dictates smaller command posts. Joint/Targeting Working Group. The targeting working group participants could vary widely at the division and corps. When operating as the R4 or a tactical headquarters, attendees will be very similar to those at the brigade targeting working group. In addition to organic staff sections, the following is a list of members to consider when building the working group at this level. BCD/Air Operations Center, Air Operations Center, Higher Headquarters, Corps/Division Intelligence Targeting Officer, Corps/Division and Lower Echelon Collection Management, ACES, and PED Elements, Military Intelligence Company Unit Commander, Staff, and technical control elements in the unit, coalition mission partners and unified action partners as applicable, components JFLC, Joint Force Air Component Commander, Joint Force Maritime Component Commander, Special Operations Joint Task Force, referred to as SOJTEF, any relevant intelligence community members, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of State, United States Space Command, referred to as U.S. SPACECOM, or designated representative, United States Cyber Command, referred to as U.S. CyberCom, or designated representative, Combat Aviation Brigade, Subordinate Unit Liaison Officers, Division, BCT, Field Artillery Brigade, MEB, Joint/Targeting Coordination Board. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board provides a forum for the commander to make decisions and provide guidance. This forum allows components, organizations, agencies, and staff sections to articulate strategies and priorities for future operations to ensure they are synchronized and integrated. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board normally facilitates and coordinates targeting activities with the schemes of maneuver to ensure that the commander's priorities are met. Specific targeting issues are resolved by direct coordination between elements below the level of the Joint Targeting Coordination Board. The Joint Targeting Coordination Board is the primary forum to enable the commander to make targeting decisions and provide guidance. Attendees of the board are often mission-dependent. The number can fluctuate depending on echelon, physical location, and agenda. Additional staff personnel may be present and provide relevant information and recommendations to the commander, chief of staff, G3, or FISCORD as necessary. See Appendix E for example targeting working group and targeting coordination board formats. Division and Corps Fire Support Element. The primary action agency for targeting at the division and corps is the FSE. The FSE leads targeting activities which include coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing capabilities to create desired effects. The FSE serves as the staff conduit between planning and execution. Field Artillery Brigade. Serving as the Force Field Artillery Headquarters and/or the Counterfire Headquarters, the Field Artillery Brigade plays a critical role in the core targeting process. The Field Artillery Brigade assists and facilitates the targeting process for higher or supported command by planning, coordinating, integrating, synchronizing, and deconflicting the employment of suppression of enemy air defenses and deep shaping fires utilizing multiple launch rocket system or high mobility artillery rocket system battalions in support of multi-domain operations, MDO. In most cases, the Field Artillery Brigade Commander serves as the core FISCORD. The duties and responsibilities between the Corps staff and the Field Artillery Brigade personnel must be clearly defined. Collective effort between the Corps and Field Artillery Brigade staff is required for successful targeting efforts. There is typically a level of augmentation that occurs within the Corps FSE by the Field Artillery Brigade staff to meet all manning requirements in support of targeting efforts. Field artillery brigades lack the capacity to conduct an independent targeting cycle and should integrate and synchronize efforts with the Corps targeting team. Division artillery. Serving as the Force Field Artillery Headquarters and/or Counterfire Headquarters, the DVARDI plays a critical role in the division targeting process. The DVARDI commander serves as the division fiscord. Collective effort between the division and DVARDI staff is required for successful targeting efforts. There is typically a level of augmentation that occurs within the division FSE by the DVARDI staff to meet all manning requirements in support of targeting efforts. DVARDIs lack the capacity to conduct an independent targeting cycle and should integrate and synchronize efforts with the division targeting team. Joint Air-Ground Integration Center. The JAGIC provides commanders a technique to coordinate, integrate, and control operations in division-assigned airspace and efficiently collaborate requirements with external airspace elements outside of the division area. The JAGIC plays a critical role in the execution of current targeting cycles. Close coordination between the JAGIC and FSE is imperative to ensure effective transitions occur from planning to operations. See ATP 3-91.1 for more information on JAGIC operations. Intelligence support at Corps and Division. Corps and Division intelligence capabilities provide rapid detection, identification, and dissemination of threat HPTs, all of which are essential to the timely targeting required to disintegrate threat anti-access and area denial systems. Each Corps has an EMIB to enhance the Army's Corps and Division intelligence collection capabilities and ability to detect, locate, identify, and track targets across multiple domains. The EMIB's Intelligence and Electronic Warfare, IEW Battalion, Corps, and IEW Battalion, Division, in coordination with the G2 section, provide support to the targeting effort. The IEW Battalion, Corps, conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis and PED in support of the Corps G2, intelligence analysis and targeting support, PED, and collection in support of Corps multi-domain effects, and provides general support, counterintelligence, and human to the Corps. It provides sensing and target development capability to support the Corps' operations and comprises the battalion headquarters and headquarters detachment, analysis, and PED detachment, Multi-Domain Military Intelligence Detachment, Counterintelligence, CI, and Humint Company, and EW, Corps, Company. The CI/Humint Company conducts CI operations, force protection, and Humint and interrogation in support of Corps and Division operations. The Analysis and PED Detachment conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis, targeting support, and BDA, processing, exploitation and dissemination, and open source intelligence, referred to as OSINT, in support of Corps operations. The Multi-Domain Military Intelligence Detachment conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis and targeting support, and BDA, SIGINT collection support to EW and cyber operations, SIGINT technical control, expeditionary PED capability enabled by organic classified communications in support of operations. The IEW Battalion, Division, conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis and PED in support of the Division G2, intelligence analysis and targeting support, PED, and collection in support of Division effects. The IEW Battalion, Division, does not have a CI and Humint company. Instead, it has an interrogation section with a limited interrogation capability to enable the division commander to exploit other targets of interest. The IEW Battalion, Division, comprises the battalion headquarters and headquarters detachment, an analysis and PED detachment, a multi-domain military intelligence detachment, and an EW, Division, company. The Analysis and PED Detachment conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis, targeting support and BDA, PED, and open source intelligence in support of division operations. The Multi-Domain Military Intelligence Detachment conducts multidiscipline intelligence analysis and targeting support and BDA, SIGINT collection support to electromagnetic warfare and cyber operations, SIGINT technical control, expeditionary PED capability enabled by organic classified communications, and limited interrogation capability in support of division operations.